Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, we have had quite a week this week. If I sat down here and told you, you would have to have evidence, or I would have to have evidence for you to believe it. We have been all over the place. We've been rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. And this water issue is not going to go away here in the city of Benton Harbor. No matter how hard the mayor tried to conceal it, it's still here. Matter of fact, I was just on the radio show, the Carl Nelson show earlier, talking about the water that's in Benton Harbor. And unfortunately, the mayor, Marcus Muhammad, was sent a letter by the DEQ. And I had a letter right in my hand. And it said, this letter will confirm meeting with the Benton Harbor staff on multiple dates, 2017-2018. Representing the Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ, Drinking Water, Metropolitan Assistant Division, summarizing the review and discussion of the water supply facility serving the city of Benton Harbor. The purpose of these meetings review is evaluating the water system with respect to the requirements of the Michigan Safe Water Drinking Act of 1976, PA 399. Findings from the survey listed below have led to the determination that the water supply currently lacks the financial and managerial capacity to meet all the requirements of the Act of 399. The finding of significant deficiencies has been identified as having the potential to introduce contamination to the public water supply and must be addressed within 120 days or be outlined in a corrective action plan and schedule approved by this office. And this never happened. The mayor of Benton Harbor claimed that he did not know that the water was contaminated, not only with lead, but with everything. But we allowed them to get away with this. I'm asking the Nation of Islam. I love the Nation of Islam. I love the Minister Louis Farrakhan. But we will not allow one of his student ministers to continue to destroy our community, poison our community, so he can go take a selfie somewhere. This is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. Lead in the water will kill you. Contamination in the water will kill you. We must make sure they understand how important this is. The Benton Harbor Community Water Council has been working to try to make this happen with no help from the city. The city has not provided any help. Matter of fact, it's the best kept secret you ever heard of. But we are doing what we need to do. I applaud the city council for their work. I applaud them for what they have done this week alone. They work, trust me, and they're working for free. There's no dollars, no nothing. I can't see who made this statement, but somebody made a statement that the Benton Harbor Community Water Council received $40,000 from the governor. That is a lie. That never happened. Matter of fact, we have not received a dime from them, and they don't have no intention of. You see, they trying to get free work because we are black organization. They figure black people are supposed to work for free. That's the mentality of what we're dealing with. They believe that black people are supposed to work for free. But here's the good news. They went out and hired a contractor, a carpetbagger, paying them money basically for nothing because they had did exactly nothing. The governor Whitmer, they went out and hire a contractor, a carpetbagger, come into the city of Benton Harbor and do nothing and get paid. And then they want the community water council to do work and not get paid. Where do that make sense? And I mean work, too. This is, you know, this is not going to be a picnic in the park. You see, I'm giving you the facts. This is not going to be a carnival. This is going to be some work. And they have not offered to pay not one red cent who has the gold at the end of the rainbow, but has so far have refused to pay for any work that's being done. By my team, not nothing. I was embarrassed to tell them that they had not offered. But then someone spread a rumor around that we was getting, I believe it was the mayor of Benton Harbor, I'm not sure, because he's up to a lot of dirty tricks. When it comes to dirty tricks, he's the master of them, you see. But I believe it was him, and it was told to me by Dr. Kimes himself. So what I'm looking at is that there's a lot of stuff that you know they do behind your back to try to split up your group, and some of the people in my group, they kind of like knew it, and some of them thought that you know that we probably did get a few dollars, but unfortunately I hate to tell them this because this is going to break their heart. We didn't get a dime, not a nickel. If we got a dollar, I'll split it up among y'all. That's how it would be. But unfortunately, we were a team that I think they're more angry because we filed the petition to the federal government to force them to do anything. And that was a bad move. I'm going to tell you, that was a move that rocked their world because they immediately went to work. The governor made an announcement she's going to provide $20 million to the city of Benton Harbor. She can only come through on 10, but something is always better than nothing. You know, that petition we filed saying that it was a state of emergency, which it is. Benton Harbor been drinking this water, and they're not telling them that the water was contaminated. They refused to tell the people that the water was dirty. The water was filled with lead. And here's the thing. They would send out information about boiling your water. You can't boil lead away. That's a metal. You can't do it. That lead is not going to disappear. And it's unfortunate when you sit down and think about it that this is how they do us, you know. Lucky, I mean, thank God, without God giving me the Holy Spirit to want to file that petition, people will still be drinking that water and nobody talking about it today. And that petition shook this whole, not just here. Matter of fact, it shook the country up because people are talking about it like never before. The Guardian newspaper, a newspaper that comes out of London, wrote an article about this. That was big time. A lady from France, a reporter from France, contacted me and wanted to do an article on this. See, what the governor's doing is what you call damage control. She's trying to get everybody, get ahead of the game. She's going to supply water for 2 weeks. That's not good enough. We need water for 6 months to a year, and even maybe 18 months. Water filters. Water filters is okay, but they haven't been tested. We need to do a study to make sure they're working. And it's so important that we do what we need to do to make sure they're doing what they should do. Because if they can get away with not doing nothing, especially in a black community, that is what's going to happen. Black folks have to step up and make white folks do what they're supposed to do. That's how you deal with them. You have to be on them like white on rice. I'm telling you this. This is no joke. This is the real deal, and we're fighting. We're fighting. I'm pretty good at fighting. I know what needs to be done, but then you got to have the resources in order to fight. It takes resources, resources, resources. If you don't have the resources, you're just about spending your wheels. And one thing, I love my brothers and sisters, but here they have a history of not wanting to do nothing. They're not going to put their feet near the fire because they're afraid it might get burnt. You know, and they run real fast, but they don't run long. Some say that my brothers and sisters are like quarter horses. They can only run a quarter of a mile. And the finish line is a mile long. That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. But we have to change the way we do business. Until we change, it's going to continue just like this. Everything that I could think of should be about our children. You build for the future. You lay your legacy down and let your children grow. And stand up for them. I don't mean go out here and kill somebody, but stand up for them, you know. And don't let your kids, show your children, don't be creating a lot of mess. Wow. I was on Facebook the other day. The guy said he shot this guy because this guy looked at him. What kind of mess is that? He said, why you shoot him? He was looking at me. So you shot him because he was looking at you. That's that lead in that water. That's what that is. That is strictly lead talking. That is not a person with a sound mind. That's lead in the water. Trust me. Because nobody shoots somebody because they're looking at you. Because people are looking at you just about every time you walk down the street, somebody is looking at you. So you're going to shoot everybody? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why would you want to shoot and kill someone because they looked at you? That got to be lead. There's no other explanation for that. We got to get stronger mentally, morally, socially, economically. We got to get stronger. We got to make sure that we're doing the things we need to do to prepare the way for the future of our children. Our children is the future. And we got to show them how to fight, how to stand up for what's right. Those are the things that we have to do. And until we're able to do that, it's going to continue just like this. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it's not something that we cannot do. We have to change the way we do business. The water is bad here in Benton Harbor. They said Flint, they said it's even worse than Flint. I know it's bad. I know it smells. I know that it's yellow. I know that it's full of lead. I know all these things about the water here in Benton Harbor. But the point is, we have to do something about it because there's money available to do it. Unfortunately, the people that's in power don't realize that this is a black city and they can take advantage of it. So that's the way it goes. But listen, I got to bring in my first guest from sunny California. The young man, he's been into Benton Harbor. He was a force when he was here. He's just a tremendous guy and a person who I love dearly. And I just want to say that, I wish that he could be on the show as 3-4 times a month because his wisdom is beyond comparison. My good friend, Malak, are you there? Talk to me.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Pastor Pinkney? Shalom, everybody out there.
Hey, you know me. I'm just rocking and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. That's all I can do. We have had a huge discovery out here since you've been gone. Well, I don't know. You was here. What year was you here? Because they have discovered now that the water here is too contaminated to drink, But the city council, the mayor, well, I guess he just about runs the city council. He never would let the world know that the water was bad because he's a subject of Whirlpool Corporation. So I know it's tough here, but what I did, listen to this. I filed a petition with the federal government, and if they didn't do something within 30 days, we was going to file a lawsuit against them. And that shook them up. That put them in motion. And, you know, now what we've got to do, my organization, we put out over 1,500 cases of water on Friday. And we're ready to move. But anyway, that's enough about us. Let's talk about you a little bit. Tell us what you do.
It's funny that you're talking about this right now because we in the same motion of unifying and coming together and strategizing on what we need to do to make it a better place for us. You know what I mean? And I think that's what it's really going to take, and that's what your voice is about on this radio station. You're bringing people from all over the world to come together to want to unify and to get something done. You know what I'm saying? So we on the same mission. You know, we was just having a meeting about what we need to do to unify our people, but at the same time wanting them to stay active in it because, like, you 24/7 all day, every day in it, right? But some people, they just want to be in it for a minute, and then they don't want to be in it no more. You know what I'm saying? When we really need everybody full dedication, full participation to make things happen, right? And so I think it's beautiful that you guys, you saving lives, Pastor Pinckney. That's all I'm going to tell you. You saving lives right now. And it's a shame that we got people in power out there in Benton Harbor that look, and they willing to sacrifice all these lives just to get some money in their pocket or some power in the community. And so the Most High will deal with them. They're gonna have to pay for all that. So they're not getting to pay with nothing.
Amen. That is so huge. You know, I'm always talking about the Nation of Islam, but I always talk about them in a good way. But I can't talk about this guy. He's a member of the Nation of Islam, and he directly causing people to be poisoned. I found the letter that was written back in 2018 where they notified him that the water was contaminated and it needed work, and he had 120 days to do something. He didn't do anything, you know. But I'm calling the Nation of Islam out. I said, this is your brother here. Y'all need to sit him down and have a little talk with him. And I don't want to hear no more of that talk about anything else. You got, before you do anything, especially in the city here in Benton Harbor, you're going to sit this boy down and have a conversation with him and stop him from what he's doing. He's poisoning the future of our children.
Yeah. We see, their whole plan is to destroy us centuries from now. Like, their plan is so demonic to destroy us, because they know how powerful we are on this earth and how powerful we will be in the end. So they trying everything in their power to stop us. And, if you go all the way up to the top to Farrakhan and sit him down. Have Farrakhan sit that brother down, you know?
Yeah.
And and get that accomplished,
I was on the radio in Detroit, and the brother on Facebook, he said, well, y'all should sit down and talk. We've been talking to him for the last 5 years. I said, that boy ain't hearing, all he hearing is what Whirlpool say. He ain't hearing nothing that the black folks saying. He listen to all white folks. He ain't listen. He had the nerve that the State of the Union. I'm the mayor for all the people, you know. Where that come from? That's supposed to be a given. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's what people do, man. When they get that power, that's all that matters. You know.
Yeah.
I think our people's biggest problem, is that when we know what we're supposed to do, we just won't do it. We always find a way not to do what we know we're supposed to do.
And this even
goes with the Most High and keeping His commandments. Like, why do you know? You know you're not supposed to be doing that, but you're going to do it anyway. You know, we have structures and rules in our group, but they always seem to find a way to try to do what they want to do on y'all's time.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Growing, being political, being the front man on the line. Why would you bring what you want to do to that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And
I know.
It's just the way that our people are. They grew up and probably not having that family or father structure in their life to where they understand that it's a certain time for everything. You know what I'm saying? And so this is where we at right now. Like what Pastor Pinkney is saying, he understands that the water is messed up. Everybody that's listening, we should all dedicate ourselves to at least doing a donation or something so they can get some water out there so they ain't got to drink that crazy water.
But, absolutely. You're 100%. Go ahead.
And I was going to tell you, like, I don't know if anybody noticed when you said you need resources. That's the same thing we need out here. You know, it's a lot of stuff that we can do. But it's even more we can do if we have resources, right? So, Pastor Pinkney, this is what I really think, because nobody, I don't never hear you asking nobody for anything, no money or nothing, man. But everybody should come to you, and they should dedicate themselves to paying a certain amount of money so you can do the things that you need to do to get the resources that you need to get your thing going. And so this is where I come in, because it's better for me to ask everybody to do it for you, and then instead of you asking everybody to do it for you. You see what I'm saying? But I feel like everybody, he already has a nonprofit organization to give like his stuff out, and if you want to dedicate or donate, know the brother personally. He never asks for anything, right? But he put a whole lot of dedication into stuff, and then he be, you know, the Most High blessing the whole time. But we should be blessing him too, because we know that the mission that he's on. So I feel like if everybody could, you know, if it's $20 a month, you know what I'm saying, if he got a lot of listeners, that will put him in a $50 a month, $100 a month, whatever the Most High bless you. To keep the movement going. You see, he ain't playing. He's really trying to help the people. So why wouldn't we help him, you know?
Amen.
That's how I feel, man, you know?
I mean, that's beautiful. And let me give out my website. They can go to bhbanco.org. That's bhbanco, and I have a PayPal right on there. They can go to bhbanco.org. And I promise you, if whatever you provide, it will be spent on water. And you know, and in some cases, I would like to give the people that's working a little stipend, but we have been unable to do that so far. But it's you know, I feel bad, but you know, I'm just glad that they're willing to work, because I tell you, we worked them on Friday. We gave out 1,500 cases of water, and to this community. And then when we ran out, there was still people coming. People came on Saturday for water. I mean, because they understand how important this is. So those of you out there who want to donate, you can go to bhbanco.org and donate. There's a PayPal right there. Whatever your heart desires. You know, I'm you know, like you said, I don't ask people to donate, because most of the time when you ask them to donate, they don't donate. They won't do it. You know, but I'm saying, if you have it in your heart that you want to donate something, all you have to do is go to bhbanco.org. And now let's talk a little bit about you and some of the things you're doing. So because I think what you're doing is so incredible that we should be talking about it.
Right now we getting land and we're trying to expand on our group. Like, we're trying to make the group bigger. And so we got a lot of plans on structuring things, and that's the same thing that we be having, resources. But, you know, the Most High makes ways for us to do the things that we need to do. We just came off the Holy Days, and it was beautiful. This past month, in September, we had three Holy Days that the Most High tells us to keep. We had blowing a trumpet, Day of Atonement, and Feast of Tabernacles, where you actually have to sleep in tents for 7 days, and then have a feast on the 8th day. And it was just beautiful, man. The Most High was showing us miracles, and it's just the greatest thing that you can ever imagine when you fully connected with the Most High, doing everything the Most High require of you. I just did a lesson yesterday about redemption and how important it is for us to understand that if the Most High asks one thing from you, how much do he show you daily that he loves you so much, right? But then he only asks one thing from you to show your love to him, and you can't even do it.
No.
And that one thing is keeping his commandments. Like, he wants action. He don't want you to just say that you love him. He wants you to prove that you love him. And this is how we get redeemed as a people. This is how we get redeemed out of all of the things that we go through in our life that's holding us back from being the full creation that he created us to be. Everybody got certain things in their life that the devil is holding over their head, and they feel like it's impossible to let it go. But the Most High can redeem you through the power of his son. His son, and what he did for us, you know what I'm saying? He can redeem you from anything. There's nothing that can't be done. You know what I'm saying? And so we just got to take a full good look at ourselves in the mirror and see where we going wrong at. Can't nobody judge you better than you.
That's right.
And so you know who you are, and you know where the good is in you, and you know where the bad is in you. So our whole mission is to get rid of the bad and keep the good, and
Absolutely. Get
in line, in alignment with the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Because when we get in alignment with him, man, it's there's nothing you can't do.
That's right.
You know, like all through this whole coronavirus, like, you know, my wife, you know, she make herbs, but the Most High gave me a dream how to put it together to help people. And so we put all of that together. We didn't help hundreds of people from COVID-19.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm talking about gone in 1 or 2 days, and this is all from his power that he does to us. You know what I'm saying? So we grateful, you know? But, we do quite a few things out here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're doing quite
beautiful.
A few things out here.
You always been doing something, and I like that. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting into a point where if – can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so I said if we get into a point, if we don't start coming together on different things that we need, then our children, like you said, will be doomed.
Absolutely, and we got to remember to take care of our children. I mean, like I said, Malak, this guy said the reason he shot and killed this guy, he looked at me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They got demons, man. Like their whole mission is to put a whole lot of demons on us. You know what I'm saying? So we'll commit some horrendous crimes like that, you know, taking lives like it ain't nothing, you know, and that lead and all of that stuff that's in the water, that opens up doors in our body for all of these things to jump in on us and corrupt our minds. And you were right on point with that. And so it's real important for us to, if we don't realize what we're putting in our body, what we're putting on our body, and what we're allowing into our body, we will be doomed. You know, this is the awakening time. This is the awakening time where we got to really start focusing on, you know, we got to start researching a lot of stuff. Like, we know power of Most High. Like, when he tell you to do that dietary law, man, it opens up so many secret things, man, that these people was doing with our food, man. It's like, so Most High already be knowing, boy, but he be going in. Like, they genetically modifying everything, and we not even eating, a lot of us aren't even eating natural food anymore. Fruit, vegetables, you eating the fruit and vegetables? A lot of your fruit and vegetables is made in a lab.
Yeah.
When have you seen watermelon with no seeds?
Wow. Man-made.
You see what I'm saying? Man-made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people are so corrupt that they trying to destroy everything that the Most High has made, even us. And it even goes back to the vaccines. I keep telling everybody, you know, when I first came on here, I told you, do not take these vaccines. Now it's starting to come out that the people is basically genetically modified. They're not even human no more. And when you put that stuff in your body, it makes you property of the person who patented the particular vaccine. Like, it's on a whole nother level, man. And this is why we always got to research, study before we do anything, especially when we're putting inside our body.
Yeah.
We put something inside our body. We put something inside our body that we didn't even research. We don't even know what it is. But because they told us to do it, we did it. Come on, man. How can we do that?
Yeah. But think about this. Think about a drug addict who's shooting up dope. He don't know what he's shooting up. He has no idea what he's shooting up. But yet, he don't have a clue. Well, you know, sometimes people are putting stuff in their body and don't even know exactly what it is. Wow.
And that's sad. That is so sad. Like, you are that brainwashed where you're not going to even research what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? They playing with your DNA, your RMNA. They changing the God structure of your body. They want to control everything about you, and you going to let them do it, and then it's not even mandatory for you to do it, and you doing it? They don't have no law saying that you have to take the vaccine. These are all of the businesses saying that, we're not going to let you work, or we're not going to let you do this. They going through them. The government never said this because they know that eventually there will be lawsuits, and you volunteered to do it. You volunteered to do this. This is an experimental drug that they didn't even patent. The FDA hasn't even approved this thing yet. If they do approve it, I still wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? But you did it without it even being tested. They was testing it on rats, and all the rats died. And then you still did it? Come on, man.
That's you. But look, I got to let you go. But look, you said a whole mouthful. So listen, stay in touch with me. I'm going to let you know how this thing turned out, especially with this water. But if you could look up the Guardian News, they had a huge article about it. There's going to be an article from France coming out sometime this week. I'll hook you up. But you look at the Detroit Press, the Detroit News, all that, the Associated Press, all of them got the articles, and then they got quotes from me. And but see what you could do. But look, I got to let you go, but You got about a minute to say whatever your heart desires.
All right. I want to say this. Everybody that do the donations, try to make it a monthly donation. Whatever you can give, give it every month consistently so Pastor Pinckney can do what he got to do for his people. I really appreciate this brother. He go real hard for his people and for the Most High.
And so I'm just asking that everybody come together and give him what he needs. If you can't do the fight, let that be your fight with that donation. And let him do the rest. And so all praise to the Most High. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime, my brother. Anytime. You just take care of yourself and stay safe. Talk to you soon.
All right. You too. All right.
Hang in there, Malak. That's my good friend Malak from beautiful sunny California. Let me bring in Carmella. Carmella from Benton Harbor, Michigan. Talk to me, Carmella.
Hello, Riff. How's things going?
What's up, young lady? I want to thank you for your hard work with your lazy self. You know, I really appreciate that.
Let's not do this on the radio. But I just wanted to tap in and say thank you for all that you are doing for our kids, the water, the community. You always do a great work. And thank you for allowing me to help, for seeing a fight and help in need to get out here and help. But I want to talk about our neighborhoods, the shooting. Like, the mayor is not responding to none of our calls. The shooting is going too far. It's getting close to the kids getting out of school. It's like you can't even go and enjoy a ride out of fear of it's going to be shooting.
You know what, Carmella, you know what worries me more than anything else? I never known of people to be shooting like this in the daytime.
In the daytime? What about morning time?
Right.
9 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Yeah. I never known it to be like that. Guys riding by, that's because we have a very, very weak police department, and they know it. They know that they got a 90% chance of getting away. They only have a 10% chance of getting caught. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous, Carmella. That's ridiculous.
Very.
You got a 10% chance of getting caught or less. You're less than 10%. And this is what's going on today. We, you know what? Nothing's going to change in this community till you get rid of the mayor and you get rid of McGinnis. Once you get rid of McGinnis, bring somebody in who's going.
And then when I look at the votes in all elections, it's like the same people trying to get reelected. Like, I don't even want to vote because you're the same people. And then the people that do want to run, what do you know about running? What do you know about handling business, city business? Some of y'all just running just to get a name or a fame or because you know they taking the money down there so you could get your pockets full and get on down. You're not running for the right thing.
You absolutely correct. I tell you that. You are right on point because anything that's good for the people is not going to happen.
You know they gave money to the city of Benton Harbor for bills, utility bills. People
right.
may have been behind during the pandemic. That money still ain't came up. They still have not issued money on people's bills.
And they not, because people ain't going to say nothing. They ain't gonna go down there crying and hollering, where my money? It's your money. When they provide money for the community to pay your water bill, it becomes your money. Their job is to
yeah.
make sure you get it. That's it. But they only take care of their own friends, and we let them get away with it and by not saying nothing.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. They had put I'm thinking that this was the mayor. They put something out that the governor had gave us $40,000. And that was
he
the biggest flag.
He came and tried to rewipe the water truck. But from my understanding, the people on Miller Street sent the truck over to you because they still had 12 skits and knew that you were on the list to receive water.
Yeah, well, this is what happened. I had talked to the governor's office already. They didn't have a driver to come from Ann Arbor to bring us the water, and they said that they would get us from, they'll just bring that water over to us. And that's how that came about. Because I was not very happy with them. I, matter of fact, I chewed them out real good and let them know that I don't play that. Maybe they do that on Milton, but they don't do that here at 275 Pipestone. And I gave them a pretty good tongue lashing, and that's why the water showed up, because I don't play that. When you tell me that you got something coming, make sure it's be there. Because people need what they have. And listen, if you listen to them, I'm in control of this. They not in control. Milton ain't in control. I'm the big cahoot on this one. And I make the decision who get the water, who don't get the water. And that's the way it is. And I'm still not. They're going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to give them a little tongue lashing tomorrow to straighten them out, make sure that they understand that we, the Benton Harbor Community Water Council, is not taking that crap off you. So forget it. So that's how it is. But, yeah, he ain't worth a nickel. But you know what? It's that age group that don't care about their children is the ones that vote for him. It's that age group that graduated with him. That's the issue that we have right now in this community.
And if they realize it, Cook is gone. Cook was his human handbook to tell him how to run the city and what to do. Cook is gone. So he don't have no guidance or no help in running the city. The people that's willing to help, you shut them out, or they don't know what they're talking about, or they don't have what it takes to help you run the city. So,
he don't know nothing. He think he's smarter than everybody else. The boy carried all those books and never read them. He don't read the books. Read the books, Mr. Muhammad. Read the darn book. Now, see, here's what happens. Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam need to sit down and have a table talk with this boy. They need to pull his pants down and spank his butt. That's what they need.
Well, I need to talk to them, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it, girl. You said it. But here's the thing: we got to do. We got to deal with it with McGinnis too. That's a major problem because these kids out here shooting up in broad daylight.
And I was just told yesterday evening by a very good source that the juveniles that's running around with guns, they're not going to do nothing to them. The police is not going to arrest them. They're not going to be doing anything to them because they're juveniles.
But they want it. That's what they want.
They say the judges say they won't arraign them or none of that.
Well, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised. Carmella, I'm not surprised at all. Anything to cause chaos, that's what you're looking at. Right on with the right. Well, listen, I got to let you go. But listen, I'm glad you came on. And you keep giving us an update about Benton Harbor as much as you can.
Will do.
All right, young lady. I will talk to you very, very, very soon. And take care of yourself.
You take care of yourself,
all right, too. My good friend Carmella, Benton Harbor Community Water Council person, a hard worker, call her lazy just to, get a little bit more work out of her. That's how I do it. Anyhow, let me bring in my good friend from Detroit, Michigan itself, the one and only. There's not two of this girl. There's only one. She won't bring me her medical card so I can make that money, but rather than bring it to me, he goes to someone else. Marcina Cole, talk to me.
Hey, Reverend Pinckney. There's just a lot going on around here in this country and not just Michigan, across the world, and we're still in the midst of COVID-19. And in spite of that, we got folks still walking around without a mask on, and, it's so hard to even go out in public when we see this because it's just disinformation out here pertaining to the COVID-19. Yeah,
okay.
With COVID-19. So anyway, I had a neighbor knocking on my door. So we got this information saying, if you've been fully vaccinated, you can go into restaurants and indoor and outdoor facilities or whatever. So we got an upsurge of cases of COVID-19 variants. Then they're trying to blame it on folks who didn't get vaccinated, and that's why it spread. But it's just so much information that's not, they're not telling the truth, the CDC. And I'm just having a problem with that. I've been vaccinated. I've got family members that are very dear to me. They come and visit me, and they're not vaccinated. But all I'm asking people to, you know, have their 6 feet distances and wear the mask. I can't control what everybody else does, but we have people that pre-existing conditions that, you know, is prompt to getting other diseases. You know, it's other diseases out here other than the COVID-19 that's affecting people worldly. That's been documented, you know, with the cases in United States and worldwide. We've got in United States 44 million cases of COVID-19. Deaths over 700,000. So even in the state of Michigan, over 1 million cases, and deaths over 22,000. Some of these numbers have been, you know, suppressed or whatever. It's more than what they say it is, and all that. I have no control of that. But keep in mind, this goes to show things are still. I mean, we're still in the middle of it, and even in worldwide, we have over 4 million deaths. And 233 confirmed cases of COVID-19. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with the racial disproportionately with Black Islanders, you know, Indigenous people across the world, in Hawaii or whatever. So basically, we have a higher cases of these people, you know, our race and everything. And the vaccine, some people have gotten fully vaccinated, but guess what? People don't understand, in spite of what CDC and some other doctors say, you can still catch COVID-19 being vaccinated. I had a friend just disclose to me earlier today about they had lost a very dear friend of theirs recently. They were fully vaccinated, and they also had got the booster. And that person was found dead in their apartment complex. I don't know circumstances or whether this, this person who died, whether they had COVID-19 prior to the booster or whatever. But apparently that was the case. But we must understand, because somebody is fully vaccinated doesn't mean they're off the hook of getting, getting the COVID-19. We're still in danger. We're still in danger. We still got people out here, these anti-vaxxers, anti-masks, and all this other kind of crap. They're dying, all that. I'm trying to protect myself, and it's hard when you be around folks that you love, and they're not wearing their mask. So it's a double whammy for me, you know. And you know, when people got pre-existing conditions, diabetes, heart, hypertension, kidneys, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they get sick from COVID-19, it's a higher percentage of them dying in the hospital. Hospital's not the place to be when you got COVID-19. So the most cases of person of color, they not coming out alive. If you don't ventilate, they go. So we got to stay well. And it's hard to when we deal with masses of people getting this information out here from the so-called authorities. You know, and it's very sad what I see what's going on. You know, they're confused. Yeah. You got folks at restaurants that's working, and you know, sad people.
No
and
mask.
They're serving people
no
without
mask.
Masks on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And no
you know what? Another thing. Right. Another thing. When they made that announcement that you know that if you vaccinate, you don't have to wear no mask. That was the stupidest thing I ever heard of. That was too stupid.
And you know what? When I did my petition. With color change, I don't know if they stopped circulating or whatever because I was speaking truth against that with Lisky lady, that's department head of citizens,
CDC
disease control. CDC, that's what it's called. And so, I was just saying that she needed to be resigned. People like, oh, how dare you say that, blah, blah, this. But guess what? Our numbers went up across the country. As soon as she said that, you know, you could go in the stores and all that, and these folks run around here partying, all that. You know what I mean? I went to a small town to take care of some business, and they had a festival going on. And majority of them folks, when I was riding past, they didn't have doggone masks on. And they're going into businesses. So the people that work in these businesses can contract that or vice versa. Somebody can catch it from the folks who work there. So that's why we don't have it under control, not because the folks been vaccinated. People been vaccinated are also getting COVID-19.
Yeah.
I'm not saying severe cases, but yes. And then they're talking about this booster, Pfizer already. We got Pfizer has this booster out there, but not Moderna at this point. I'm skeptical about right now with a booster shot. Okay, that's my personal opinion. Everybody got opinions, but when I see worldwide, when I see these cases, you know, with a worldly, with these deaths, you know, this is happening across the world. This is no joke, you know, and it's global. It's not just Michigan or whatever, United States. It's worldwide, and we must understand that we need some type of control. And so, yes, they come up with a various vaccines. Now we got the Delta variant, and then the vaccine that you get, Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson, might not even stop, block the variants that's out here. So, and now they're talking about the booster. So I think a lot of this information, I think some of these experts don't even know that they don't know.
Yeah,
you know, one thing they said, 90 days. You know, effective when the vaccine, when you got the vaccine, and then they say it's 6 months. They don't know. They don't know. So they come up with a booster. Now, if you don't know and I don't know, then how can I trust you? You know,
there you go.
So we got to do
there
our own research. And I'll just say this. We got to protect ourselves with healthier choice foods, and that includes me. Try to cut down on stress. It's very stressful at this time with this pandemic around all that. And then no money and unemployment cut off, and no housing. All this stuff can leave the door wide open for various diseases, not only just COVID-19. It can cause death from a heart attack from all the stress of you're trying to survive in this country. And we already know, particularly who's affected more than anybody, is the people of color. When it comes down to these diseases. So, you know, and then a lot of us have gained a lot of weight because we were been in the house from COVID, and then obesity with the BMI and all that. That's worse than anything, can cause some serious issues too. So we're dealing with a whole lot of fighting, and we need to come together so we can survive, you know. And I just want to say this real quick. There's people feeling very comfortable about traveling internationally or road trips or whatever. And then you're exposing the people that you don't even know that they might have this COVID-19. So they're going across the globe, Italy, other countries. And in Italy right now, it's been advised for people to stay home. Don't come over here. But we bring people listening. So, you know, because they don't have it under control with COVID-19. So, so we know various countries you should stay away at this time. And even when you're traveling out here, bus, train, plane, and you're dealing with a situation where people aren't wearing their masks and they're spread this stuff, and even by car when you go on different stops and hotels. So we got all this stuff, modes of transportation, places where you are going to stay temporarily, all that can spread the COVID-19 to you, your family, friends. And so this is why we don't have it under control in the United States, because we're doing a whole lot of traveling and going too many places and too much freedom and letting our guard down. And it's unfortunate that our own people are not wearing a freaking mask. What is wrong with you guys? Wear a freaking mask. Keep your distances, you know, 6 feet or more, you know what I mean, and cut down on your social activity. Do a lot virtual, whatever you have to do. Just be safe. Be safe and be there for you, family, and everyone else. That's what I just had to put that out there. Too much information at all at once. But you got the picture, Reverend Pinckney. You know, we going downhill, and it's taking away our people at enormous rates, because going to the hospital is Death Valley. When it come down, when you are dealing with a situation with COVID-19, it's the most deadliest virus known to man right now. 2020-21. We're going to go in it in 2022. We got to take it seriously because I believe it's airborne. And I believe that a lot of this, why we're being targeted as a people of color, that something don't add up, why so many of us are victims of this COVID-19.
Absolutely. I strongly agree with that. But listen, that is huge. Well, look, I got to bring in my last guest. He don't have much time either, but I want to bring him in so he can say a few words. And next week, you're going to be somewhere else next week. Is that correct?
Yes, Reverend Pinkney. I'll be flying in a little small plane. I ain't feeling comfortable about that, but, you know, it's only 18-passenger plane. It's called a commuter. But that was the quickest way where I had to get to where I got to go because I have an appointment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
so
right,
my daughter and I will be leaving to go out of state.
Right. We're going to be praying for you. And I'm definitely going to put you on the prayer list so that we can pray that, you know, all is well and you know, whatever they say is not important what God say because he got the last say on this, you know, and I believe in him. I believe that he would do anything.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think there's nothing too hard for him, you know. So we just got to stay focused and do what we need to do and you know, keep it moving. And, you know, our prayers is going to be with you forever. And because, you know, to me, you're my friend. And I really appreciate you. Yeah. And I really, really appreciate you. And thank you also for the donation. That was huge. You went to bhbanco.org and was able to provide a donation for the group. And they was, like I said, we had 1,500 cases of water that would distribute on Friday. And it kind of like wore my group out a little bit because we've been working. We don't sit back and just twiddle our thumbs and do all this mouth. And we actually out there on the field, on the battlefield, doing what needs to be done. So that's important, and you know, and it comes with the territory. People are always gonna hate on you. So, you know, I use the term sticky move. Just keep moving. You know, just keep moving because they can say whatever they want. You know, just stay focused on the big picture, and that's how you deal with this. But yeah, but I'm gonna have to let you go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let the guy come in, say a few words,
okay,
and you know, you let me know anything you need that we can do. You make sure you let me know.
I sure will. Okay, God bless you and your wife. Take care. Thank you.
All right, take care now. That was my good friend, Marcia. And I got to bring in my good friend from Detroit. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Matter of fact, I forgot his name. And he's going to have to help me with that. I know he's going through the courts, the federal courts at this time. So he's going to have to come up and give us a quick update and let us know exactly what's going on. My brother, come talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
What's going on, Reverend Pinkley? Yeah, this is Lee.
All right, Lee. I'm glad. You see how that works? You don't call me long time. You know, my brain went to sleep. See how that works?
Yeah, I had been doing a lot of.
Lee, I'll take you out of my wheel. So you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Give us a quick update on what's going on and how things going in court and what's happening. Give it to me.
Okay, I got a pretrial conference this month on the 26th. And we're doing a picking of the jury next month on the 9th. November 9th.
Okay. So you got a month and some days before y'all pick the jury.
Yes. Now, I sent you an email, and...
I did not see it. It must have went to my spam.
Yeah, because I sent it to you, and I sent it to Sister Belinda Parker Brown.
Parker Brown, uh-huh.
And it's really detailing some things, like... It's detailing everything that they're covering up.
Mm-hmm.
And
Can you send that to me again?
Yes, I most definitely will. And it's when you see it, there's like no denying as to like what they're covering up for these informants, such as how they was covering up things for King Yale Brown, one of the things you're going to see is I gave actual case dialogues. So I done pulled the cases where exactly what took place in certain situations. So there's like no mistaking or and like I say, one thing you're going to learn about these informers is telling on each other. They all found their little ways of reaching out, and they're all telling on each other because they realize we forget a lot of the things that even though we call ourselves setting this guy up, that he know, which he was always against it. And the thing is, I always spoke on for many, I never, you know, reached out to your show, but I spoke on it with a lot of people in the community. Like, you know, police is covering up murders for informants. But the thing was, it took me, I mean, I guess everything happens for a reason. Because people would say, well, how do you, I say, trust me, man, I know, I'm not stupid. This is how people get framed for murders and everything. So I never thought that I would actually go through a case where I would have to bring all that proof to the public. Like, this is what they're covering up. It's not, it's one thing me saying it, but in the email, when I'm going to send it to you again today, once I get off the phone with you, you're going to see the actual proof of it. Cases and everything that these informants was charged with. So when they say, oh, we look up cases and we find out an informant is a suspect in a murder, we don't use them as an informant. That's a bunch of bull crap.
That's who they use. That's who they use. You know, and they use the person 10, 15 times.
Exactly. And see, the thing is, you're going to also see where they used an informant to seek retaliation against a guy they had under investigation. All of this has, they, you know, they can't deny it and say, oh, no, we didn't know this or we didn't know that. You did know it. You knew who all these guys was linked to. You knew who King Yale Brown was linked to. You know who that guy was. Actually, this is going to shock you. You ready for this?
Give it to me.
The informant, the serial killer informant, who they refused to put on the news, actually admitted that he was involved with a group that was planning and carrying out a bunch of murders. Now, you want me to show you how deep it even go even more?
Give it to me.
He decides to reach out to me, and I guess he realized, like, oh, hold on, these other people, police is trying to set me up, so I'm going to tell him everything. But I said, you know what, I ain't trusting this guy, so let me record our phone conversation. Once I record the phone conversation, oh, he gave it all. He gave it all. Part about it where he messed up at was he admitted that, when they was together, there was a bunch of murders committed. That's the part he slipped up on. And you're going to see it all in his email. That's the part that I knew he was trying to set me up, but he don't realize why he trying to frame the other informant. Because how did you know everybody that's listed in my paperwork and in my case before I got a copy of my discovery from my attorney, and two of the people in my paperwork got CI numbers? They don't even got their names. And he told me exactly everybody.
So the CI is really what does that stand for, CI?
Confidential informant.
Yeah, right. I remember now. All right.
And, of course, he gave it up, but he, in the process, he admitted that they was once together. And then I had another person who allowed me to do an interview that knew these guys and what they was up to, who also allowed me to do an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he gave up the full truth of it.
Yeah.
And what's gonna blow your mind? It's shocking. I mean, one of the informants orchestrated a murder, which they was trying to do something to a guy named Keith, but he wasn't at the house, so they killed his 85-year-old grandmother.
Shut up.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Shot her down.
Wow.
Because he was trying to look for him. And this is stuff that's been going on in Detroit, like I say, for many years. I've been talking about it, but it's crazy that I would end up in a case. And it would bring out the evidence of so much that I've been talking to. Because a lot of people are like, man, we always thought you was just crazy. We thought you was just talking nonsense. But all along, you knew what you was talking about. I was like, of course. That's why the police was trying to use intimidating tactics towards me, the Michigan State Police, the Wayne County Sheriff, and Detroit Police.
Wow.
And they was all, like I say, when I used to go to work, I had to go into Macomb County and just take Macomb County all the way down to Mound Road. Just to come back into Detroit to go to work. Leave out of Detroit, go in Macomb County, go down, take 9 or 10 miles down, and then come back into Detroit just to go to work.
Wow. Unbelievable.
But you're going to see, it's documented. They can't say that they don't know nothing about it because it's documented within the courts.
Absolutely. Listen, you only got a couple of more minutes. Why don't you do that, then come back and give us the whole story after I read that email so we could talk directly about that too.
Okay.
Next Sunday. That way I'll be looking for you, Lee.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to actually get ready to send you the email right now.
Okay.
That way you have a full understanding of everything that I'm talking about. And it's going to show you how the police framed the whole case to prevent me from talking about these particular individuals.
Oh, absolutely. That's what they do. That's what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Yes. I'm most definitely finna send that to you.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you do that. But listen, we got to go. You take care of that business. And I will talk to you very, very soon. And to everybody else, those who want to send a donation, go to bhbanco.org. That's bhbanco.org. And it strictly will be used for water. So those of you out there who feel like they may want to send a donation, please do not hesitate. Or if you want to write a check, you can just make it out to Banco, B-A-N-C-O. Mail it to 1940 Union Avenue, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. That's Banco, B-A-N-C-O, 1940 Union Avenue, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. And don't forget, you can always go to the PayPal, bhbanco.org, B-H-B-A-N-C-O.org. Listen, good night, everyone. Next week, same time,